From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in the U.S., the Santa Fe, Texas community grappling with the mass shooting that claimed the lives of 10 people, most of them students at a local high school. Officials have now raised the number of wounded to 13. Texas officials charged a 17-year-old with capital murder following the deadly shooting at Santa Fe High School, south of the city of Houston. Greg Abbott is the governor of the state of Texas.
We will assemble all stakeholders to begin to work immediately on swift solutions to prevent tragedies like this from ever happening again.
Governor Abbott also said police found explosive devices, including a firebomb at the suspected shooter's home and a vehicle, as well as around the high school where the shooting took place. Taliban has dismissed concerns its recent battlefield gains in western Afghanistan threaten security of a multi-billion dollar gas pipeline. It's being laid through the area to link Central and South Asia. The project, known as TAPI, is planned to move natural gas from the world's fourth largest reserves in Turkmenistan through Afghanistan to the growing economies of Pakistan and India. Also in the news, Cuba has started days of national mourning after an airliner crash that took the lives of 107 people, including those from Argentina and Mexico. Three badly injured survivors are being treated in hospital. Investigators found the black box recorder on the plane, which could help determine exactly what went wrong. The plane swerved and crashed into flames. This is VOA News. Rapidly flowing lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano isolated a group of about 40 homes in a rural subdivision, forcing the rescue of at least four people by helicopters. The rescue came one day after the volcano erupted, thrusting large plumes of ash kilometers into the air. Michelle Coombs is a scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It's probably going to be continuing to wax and wane over the foreseeable future. It's a very dynamic system, both down at the rift zone and then up at the summit. So we expect activity to get stronger and weaker, and we'll just keep watching and see what happens.
Experts say the greatest growing hazard stems from the lava flows, as well as the hot toxic gases spewing from open fissures close to homes. The World Health Organization reporting that there are numerous cases of the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So far, at least 24 people have died from the disease. Meantime, hygiene education is a top priority, according to the UNICEF country representative in the DRC, Gianfranco Rattigliano.
UNICEF's role is the role that we play all the time, in the sense that we take care of water and sanitation. We will have to bring that behavior back in washing hands with chlorine, in taking temperature in schools, in public places, in health centers, everywhere, basically.
Ebola virus is endemic in Congo, and despite Congo's experience with the disease, the difference between this one and previous outbreaks is the hard-to-reach location. Iraq's Electoral Commission says a bloc led by populist Shiite cleric Mokhtar al-Sadr, who fought the U.S. troops during the Iraq War, has won the most seats in Iraq's national parliamentary election. Al-Sadr did not run for a seat in parliament and cannot become prime minister, but he is head of a political alliance, and he will play a major role in the deal-making and political wrangling, they say, that goes into putting together an Iraqi government. Britain's Prince Harry, who is sixth in line to the throne, and American actress Meghan Markle have been married. Happened at a ceremony in Windsor, just outside of London. There were cheers from the crowd as Meghan Markle stepped onto the grounds of the castle's St. George's Chapel. Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, conducted the ceremony and proclaimed the royal couple husband and wife. 600 guests gathered there, including Meghan's mother, as well as actors from Hollywood like George Clooney and Serena Williams, the tennis star, and TV host Oprah Winfrey. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.